Padre Pio and the third commandment, which is remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. So what exactly did this mean to Padre Pio? Good evening, friends, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our channel, Following Padre Pio. Here we have a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a miracle worker, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. And just a reminder, we do have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. And all you have to do to participate in this is enroll your intentions. See the video on the end screen how to do that. And we would really encourage everyone to be part of this apostolate. And it would be great if you would like our video and share the video with your friends and with your colleagues. First, we want to know, how did Padre Pio keep the Sabbath day holy? What did this mean to him, obviously? And we are reflecting on the significance of this third commandment to Padre Pio. Of course, Padre Pio didn't just keep the Sabbath day holy, he kept every day holy as well. And he consecrated every day in its entirety to our Lord. Now, if we take from when Padre Pio was very young, we start there. We know that from early childhood, Padre Pio felt this strong attraction to the aspects of the spiritual life. So, for example, when he heard the church bells ring in, he showed a great desire now to attend church. And he stopped right then doing whatever he was doing. And he would say, I must go to church now with Grandma. As a child, he heard Mass every morning. And then he went to benediction. He attended benediction in the evenings. And then on Sundays, diligently, he would attend religious instruction at the church. And obviously, during that time, he learned about the Ten Commandments. And he focused in on the importance of the third commandment, that is, remembering to keep the Sabbath day holy. Did not escape his attention. So let's see through a few examples what this meant to him. And besides observing this precept himself, he also could not tolerate it if other people around him were in violation of this. So he would try to inspire in them respect, and he would try to make everyone keep the Sabbath day holy. So let's see some of these examples in which Padre Pio is inspiring this respect in people. In our first example, a young woman came to confession with Padre Pio. She worked at a company that required its employees to work on Sunday and feast days. And so now the young lady had finished her confession, her stating her sins with Padre Pio. And Padre Pio said, do you remember perhaps anything else? The young lady thought about it and replied, Padre, I have confessed everything. But we have to remember Padre Pio was the confessor who could read our souls. And so he said to her, he reminded her, you did not go to Mass on these days and on the feast of St. Peter. And then she said, yes, Padre. She admitted, now I remember, I worked, I did not go to Mass on those days because otherwise my boss would have fired me. You know, we are very poor. So she's facing this dilemma. Padre Pio's response, did you not think of the serious offense that you were giving to God? It would have been better, these are Padre Pio's words, it would have been better to be fired from the job than to offend God so seriously. Kind of advising her to get another job, I guess. And then he added, be careful never to miss Mass again on feast days or ever to offend the Lord again. In the second example, another time Padre Pio, after having heard a confession, a man's confession, who had been away from Mass for many, many years, Padre Pio was seen now weeping bitterly. What had happened? This had affected him so strongly. So someone asked him, Padre, why are you crying? What is torturing your heart? Padre Pio responded, the ingratitude of people towards the supreme benefactor. And what more could Jesus have done than what he did do? Poor Jesus. Another time a man once told Padre Pio, I missed Mass on Sunday. And tears once again came into Padre Pio's eyes and he said, you just say it so lightly, as if it's nothing. Our Lord died on the cross for us and we can't even attend Mass to show our appreciation. And of course one could relate many, many other little stories and anecdotes of how Padre Pio observed and wanted others to observe the third commandment. In the same way that he celebrated and lived the Holy Mass, he wanted his spiritual children to participate in the Holy Sacrifice without superficiality or distraction. We must be focused on what's happening in the Mass. And his knowledge of the inestimable, the immense value of the Eucharistic sacrifice made him give these detailed counsels. Now, in 1915, Padre Pio wrote this letter to Anita Rodate, describing what constitutes exemplary conduct that a Christian should be aspiring to when we go to church. And the following little excerpts are taken from that letter. Padre Pio says, in order to avoid irreverence and imperfections in the house of God, in church that is, which the Divine Master calls a house of prayer, I exhort you in the Lord to practice the following. Padre Pio says, when you enter the church, enter in silence and with great respect. And among other pious considerations, he says, remember that the soul, your soul and my soul, is the temple of God. And as such, we must keep it pure and spotless before God and his angels. So we now before God and his angels in the church. And then he says, then take holy water and make the sign of the cross carefully and slowly, not just a random little thing. And it's important, he's advising us, make the sign of the cross. And then Padre Pio tells Rodate, as soon as you are before God in the Blessed Sacrament, devoutly genuflect. Show your respect through genuflecting. And then he says, once you have found your place in the church, kneel down and render the tribute of your devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So we must give him a tribute before we do anything else. And his advice, Padre Pio's advice, giving this tribute to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is, confide all of your needs to him, along with those of others. You might have brought other people's needs there to church. And speak with him, with our Lord, in filial abandonment. And give free rein to your heart, he says. And give him complete freedom to work as he thinks best in our hearts. When participating at Holy Mass, Padre Pio advises, be very composed when you're standing up or kneeling or sitting and carry out each one of these religious acts with the greatest devotion. Padre Pio says, be modest in your glances. So don't turn your head to see who's entering or who's leaving. Also, he says, don't laugh out of reverence for the holy place and also out of respect for those who are near you. It's going to be very distracting if they hear laughter and conversation going on. So don't laugh in church. And try not to speak to anyone as well, he says, except when charity or strict necessity requires this. So we just say the minimum that we can to others in church. Now, when we leave the church, how should we behave then? And he says we should be recollected and calm when we leave the church. But before we leave, first, take your leave of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. How do we do this? Padre Pio says, do not leave him without asking for and receiving our Lord's paternal blessing. And then once we're outside the church, he says we should be as every follower of the Nazarene should be. Above all, Padre Pio advises, be extremely modest in everything, because this is the virtue more than any other that reveals what the affections and the attractions of our heart are. You must be modest in your speech, he says, in your laughter, in your bearing as well, modest even in your walking. So nothing flamboyant or excessive. And therefore, be humble of heart, Padre Pio counsels, and circumspect in your words, considering the consequences of each word, and prudent also in your resolutions. Don't promise to do things that you really shouldn't be carrying out. And always be sparing in your speech, attentive in your work, and modest in your conversation. So these are all ways to keep the Sabbath holy that Padre Pio is recommending. Always keep before your mind the divine master's meekness, Padre Pio counsels, which according to the expression of the apostle to the Corinthians, St. Paul, tells us, I, Paul, exhort you by the gentleness and the meekness of Christ. So after so perfect a model, change all your external actions so that they reflect, they are a mirror of our interior sentiments. So the two should be corresponding to each other. We don't live, think one thing interiorly and live in a different way outside. Never forget this divine model, Anita. That's how he finishes his letter. We need to really try to see a certain lovable majesty in our Lord's presence, a certain pleasant authority when our Lord speaks, in his manner of speaking, and a sweet serenity that is on his face. So we could imagine that extremely composed and sweet expression with which our Lord drew people out from the cities and from castles and led them into the mountains and the forests and the solitude, even to deserted beaches, totally, so to the extent, in fact, where they totally forgot about food and drink and even the domestic duties. This was our Lord's expression. We try to picture that expression that he had. And thus, let us try to imitate as far as we possibly can his modest and his dignified actions. And Padre Pio says as well, let us do our utmost to be as far as possible similar to him, similar to our Lord on this earth, in order that we may be more perfect and more similar to him for the whole of eternity in the heavenly Jerusalem. So how our actions are now is going to determine how we are in the heavenly Jerusalem once we are in heaven. In conclusion, let us take these words of Padre Pio, these inspiring words of Padre Pio about the infinite value of the Mass. Let us take them to heart. And he says, let us attend Mass wholeheartedly, because it is really, Mass is really Calvary, where Jesus accomplished our redemption in the presence of the Father. And let us not leave this mount, the Mount of Calvary, lightheartedly when Mass is over, as if we had assisted at some ordinary spectacle. Be really sorry for your sins, he says, but at the same time be confident in divine justice and mercy. We do ask you to join us next time in another video about Padre Pio. We do have videos 3 times a week. If you're not receiving the videos, then do make sure that you firstly are subscribed to our channel. You have to click that subscribe button below. Then not only subscribe, but you have to also click the reminder bell. Click the all with the reminder bell to receive notifications. And the best way, of course, to receive notifications would be to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. And then we will also be able to send you notifications in future.